producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can you believe we actually have another week of summer left? Around here, it's sort of feeling all of a sudden like fall. But listen, that's my favorite time of year anyway. Beth, I'll get to you in just a second. Rick, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm a bit sickened and sad. Feel gutted right now.
Rick, speak up a little for me, please. I can't hear you very well.
Yeah, I was saying, sorry, I'm a bit sad right now, and I feel sick and gutted because I've received more bad news this morning, confirming my suspicions of what I suspected had happened last year on or about the month of, anyway, last year.
What happened last year?
Well, I don't want to lose my opportunity to learn from you. I'll disclose that to you, but I also want to find out from you because you're pretty wise. I've been listening to you since I was 16 years old. Get back on topic. You look nice too. I remember you when I was a teenager. I saw you, I think, on TV. Yeah, and you're from New York.
Well, I'm not from New York, but I live there now. All right, so Rick, thank you for all that. But what happened a year ago that's making you unhappy?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, like the joke in the movie with Batman, he said, "You only know who your real friends are, and you know the true characters." I'm paraphrasing, of course. When they're in trouble, or when you're in trouble, or when they're about to die. So, I would like for you to explain to me how to spot someone who's a real friend, because I've learned in the past 8 years, a lot of people will, this sounds sociopathic, but you're not a dumb cookie. A lot of people out there will lure you in until you're in a precarious position, and then they'll pull you down further. Or some people, they present one thing to gain your trust, and then once you're in danger, well, it's kind of repeating the same thing, they pull you down further, and then
okay.
Like, well, for instance, you've been here too long now, but you told me I could stay as long as I want, not to sign the contract or renewing my lease. And, you know, people orchestrate things I've learned.
All right, wait. Rather than dealing with generalities, because what you don't want to be, you know, there's the old joke about just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you, which is probably the wrong thing to say to you. But, Rick, let's get back to your initial question, because I think it's a really important one, of how do you know who your real friends are? And the answer to a certain extent is I'm not sure that we do. I think there's a different way of thinking about friendship. That there are, you know, you've heard they're fair weather friends. They're people who are really fun to hang out with, and they're always good for going to a movie, and they know great jokes. And as long as their life's going okay and your life's going okay, they're there for you. And that doesn't mean that they're not friends. It just means that they're a very limited kind of friend. There are probably people who are a little crankier, a little bristlier, that are on a day-to-day basis may be difficult to deal with. But when you really need somebody, when you're really up against it, they're the people that you can call on. That's a different category of friend. I think part of what we look for in our life, which is our problem, Rick, is we look for somebody who will always be there for us. And that's a tricky thing. So what I would suggest is rather than be angry with your friends or view yourself as gullible, understand that everybody basically watches out for their own best interest, which they should. There's nothing wrong with that. Because if you start watching out for somebody else's best interest, who's going to watch out for yours? And so it doesn't mean you have to be mean. It doesn't mean you have to be selfish. It just means that your well-being is your responsibility. So if you feel that way to begin with, then somebody who comes through for you in the clutch is gravy. It's great. If they don't, you can still take care of yourself. And those people who are... pardon me?
Oh, I hope I don't hear music coming because I want to fill in the question.
Well, you're not, but I also have the feeling that you're not paying any attention to what I'm saying.
Well, I'm listening. Yeah.
All right. So what I'm saying is the best way to take good advantage of friendships, whatever, however they offer it, on whatever level, however limited or large, is to be self-reliant, to know that you can take care of yourself, so that you don't, you're not asking other people for money, you're not asking other people for shelter, you're not asking people for anything except friendship on whatever level they can offer it, because then friendships are safe and profitable. If you're looking for people who will rescue you or take care of you or care about you more than you care about or than they care about themselves, you're going to be disappointed a lot, because they have, their job is to take care of themselves, not to take care of you. So it just may be not that you have bad friends, or not that you're gullible, or not that you have poor taste in friends, but that you may be asking more of friendship than is realistic. Having said that, I think all of us have had the situation where we've been really disappointed in somebody that we thought was a really good friend, and they weren't. But I think that most of us also have been surprised with somebody who really came through that we viewed as an acquaintance, and they came through. In fact, we were talking, you know, I was talking about September 11th last week for obvious reasons, and that the people who called and to make sure I was okay were not necessarily the people that I would have expected to call. And the people who didn't call were people that sometimes I was really surprised that they didn't. But that says more about our expectations, Rick, than their behavior. So I think the answer is not to feel like, well, I'm really stupid and these people aren't really friends, as much as to make sure that you can take care of yourself, and therefore friends are kind of a wonderful addition to your life. And some of them, some of the people that you think will really be there for you will. Some of the people you think will really be there for you won't. Some of the people that you had no idea were going to be there for you will be. So I think it's much more about you, your expectations, your self-reliance, than it is about them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. I think what you mean is, I mean, I thought deeply about that for a long time. But everything in the world is interconnected, and no man makes it alone, or man is an island.
Well, I think that, I mean, I don't know that that's really true. I know that's a very common statement, is no man is an island, and I think we're not islands. But that doesn't mean that the primary responsibility for the happiness in our lives doesn't rest solely with us. Rick, I think if you change, look, try it for a couple weeks. You don't have to buy what I'm selling, but try it for a couple weeks and just see if it doesn't change everything for you. Because you've got this huge black cloud over your head that says people are no damn good, you know, that I'm too trusting, and these people I thought would come through for me wouldn't, and it's really, the world is a stinky place, and that's not going to really attract people to you very much. If on the other hand you say, I am strong, I can take care of myself, that I will let people offer what they want to offer rather than ask things of them, although occasionally asking for some help is not a bad idea, but I think the more self-reliant you are, the more you find that your friends are there for you, and that they'll be able to surprise you in wonderful ways.
What was that? The more soft of a line I am? I missed it.
No, the more self-reliant you are, the more you can take care of yourself, the more you're not asking other people to take care of you, the more you'll find that people will surprise you in nice ways. I think you're asking too much from people.
Well, before we were strong enough, like in an audition, all these famous people on the red carpet, they relied on someone to give them a thumbs up to pass.
Not necessarily. That's what they say, because most of them aren't willing to say, look, I'm really tough and I fought my way to the top, that it's kind of socially acceptable. But if those people, you know, they take care of themselves. And it's not to say that we don't have people that we can be grateful to. But I'm saying something very different than you're saying.
Well, I was independent because I paid the U-Haul company to keep my stuff safe in storage, and basically last year, the police came to my friend's house. I told my friend, if you leave this borderline, it's fair game for them to toss me around outside.
Why did the police come to your friend's house?
Well, they claim, and as you know, you don't believe what police tell you. They came to the door, and first of all, the superintendent
right,
faked the blood in order.
Ron, now you do hear the Rick. Now you do hear the news. When we come back, tell me why the police came to the door. Right? We'll do next. Beth, Ron, I'll get you to both. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Angie. We're talking with Rick, who's got, you know, not an uncommon concern of, gee, people I trusted turned out to be not very trustworthy. They weren't really very good friends. But you left me at sort of a provocative point. You said the cops showed up at your friend's house. Why did the cops show up at your friend's house?
So I asked them. Well, they said, well, when they stuck in her, so she would jump past the borderline of her front door, which I told her not to do.
I guess, why did they show up in the first place, Rick?
Well, I guess I'll cut to the end to make the story boring and shorten the story. They lied. They presented a false reason. They claimed We're just here to make sure that she's safe. So they're implying that it's domestic. And I asked them why. They said,
so some wait. Stop. So some she was with you or with somebody else in the house?
She was with me on premises in her own private apartment. So,
but did somebody were you guys arguing with each other?
Not at all. No.
Well, somebody,
people do sometimes, but that wasn't it. I can get
well, but the cops don't just sort of randomly wander around the neighborhood and sort of say, oh, I think I'll just stop in at this place. I mean, presumably, if they thought there was a domestic disturbance, it's because somebody called it in.
Well, so he goes, what's going on here? I ask him, what do you mean, what's going on here? Right? Question with a question. He said, well, what's going on here? I go, I don't know what you mean. So someone gave us a phone call. I go, well, who was it? Oh,
yep.
It was anonymous, he says. I said,
well I just told, but Rick, I just told you that somebody called in the domestic disturbance call. That's why they showed up.
No, that's not why. That's the story. Why did Miss Joy? So,
well, then tell me why they did show up.
Well, if you know law, and you might because you're pretty smart, you know they lie all the time to legitimize their actions.
But
so
Rick,
later
there
on,
still had to be a reason. There had to be someone said that there were drugs there, there was guns there, that there were that there was a domestic violence going on there, that there was receiving stolen property. Cops, I mean, they're busy enough that they're not going to just kind of randomly think, well, you know, that's kind of an interesting door to knock on. They had to have some idea that there was a problem there. Somebody dimed you.
Well,
somebody called in on you.
Yeah, what they had said is we had an anonymous phone call, and in response to that, in turn, I responded, well, ask the person who called you to tell you what's going on here.
Well, that's a good way to get yourself down at headquarters for resisting arrest and being smart alecky to a cop. So fast forward. So what happened from that?
So from there, they questioned my friend in the hallway. They're like, how long have you known him for? How many languages does he speak? And what school did he go to? And now they're trying
Was she a minor?
A minor?
Yeah, how old is your friend?
Oh, no.
How old is your friend?
Well, I wouldn't want, she's not a minor.
Rick, what's the question to me in all this?
So basically, they came back about three weeks later.
Okay, I've given up on this. I'm never going to understand it. Tell me what the question is.
Well, how is my friend a real friend when they returned after she was trained with basic law to not consent, do not consent to a search? If they're in your apartment without permission, ask for a warrant. If they cannot produce the warrant...
Because she was scared. What else do you want to know? She was scared, and people respond without thinking necessarily when they're scared. What else do you want to know?
Well, they threaten her they're going to get in one way or the other. And I taught her.
So I told you, Rick, I just answered your question. She was scared. People do all sorts of silly things. All right, so what else could I help you with?
Okay. Wow.
But Rick, she wasn't betraying you. She was watching out for her own best interest. And if you expect other people to watch out for your interest in front of yours, in front of their own, you're going to be disappointed a lot. That's not how people behave. That's not how they should behave. That you're going to watch out for your best interest. She's going to watch out for hers. And what you want is people in your life that there's no conflict between what they want for themselves and what you want for yourself. And that's the basis of friendship. That's when we talk about communality and shared interest. But, I mean, expecting someone to put themselves in jeopardy to save you, it doesn't happen very often, nor should it.
But Dr. Joy?
Yes?
You're around?
I am. Rick, I'm running out of patience because I don't have the feeling that you're focused on anything on this.
Dr. Joy, she's not in trouble because, as you know, because you're a smart cookie, as I've known since I was a teenager, if she had, if they could be in there, they would be in there, meaning they would have a warrant.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Rick, I think you and I need to go. We went to different law schools. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Ron.
Dr. Joy, what you were talking about before about the NFL,
mm-hmm.
I was telling Shane that a podiatrist was trimming my toenails, and he wasn't doing it the way you should do it, but he knew what he was doing, and he just said to me, don't do as I do as I say. But I just don't know if that's appropriate in the NFL thing. Who knows what actually happened anyway until it all comes down. And I really hope that commissioner wasn't lying.
About what? About Ray Rice?
No, yeah, about the Ray Rice thing.
Well, apparently he was. Apparently he was. That there's some pretty credible information that he had the same tape that we all saw last week. He had it in February.
He actually knew about it, and he said he didn't know about it, Dr. Joy.
Apparently that's the case. I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, as I said, I went to a different law school than Rick did. I'm being facetious. I'm not a lawyer. But apparently that's what's happening. That there were, and even on Friday there were, last Tuesday, I guess it was last Tuesday, there are a whole lot of reports that he'd seen the tape.
When he said, and he came right out and said that he did not.
Yes, that is correct.
Specifically, to his knowledge, he did not. Nobody at the in his office or NFL.
That is correct.
Knew anything
that
about
is correct.
The tapes.
Oh, yeah. I know. Kind of frustrating, isn't it?
It's more than frustrating, Dr. Joy.
Well, because look, either way you look at it, Ron. And here's where my law school training comes in. I'm kidding, folks. That if he saw it and lied about it, that's a bad idea. But if he didn't see it, why didn't he see it? I mean, he's the commissioner. This is a big deal. I mean, they actually went to trial about it, and Ray Rice got a suspended sentence or something. So either way you look at it, either he's lying or he was incompetent. Either way, it doesn't look good for the Raj.
No, but the former is far worse than the latter, I think, Dr. Jordan.
Well, and I think most people think it is the former. It came out on Tuesday. It was alluded to all last week. There were people who said that he'd seen it. So,
well, I assume that in the final analysis, if it sounds like what you're saying, it'll come out that in fact that's what he did in fact lie. So
yeah, well, but it's interesting because if you look at today's issue. About the Adrian story, you know, that it's that basically they're saying, well, you know, we suspended him for one game, but we're going to put him back in and see what the law says. And I don't know what that means, that if he's found innocent, I mean, they're pictures. How's he going to be found innocent? I don't know. I don't know, Ron, I don't know how much of an NFL fan you are, but I think that things like this make one sort of feel that this is not an all-American game, that this is an all-American business, and that the bottom line is the only thing that counts, which may have been naive of us to think anything else. If you want to stay on and talk with me more, Ron, hang on. I'll put Jane on your case, and if not, thank you for calling, sir. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Beth, what happened? We were having such a terrible time with Beth's phone today. Folks, if you're going to call, which I hope you do, if you've got a landline, and I know lots of people don't have landlines anymore, so that's okay. I mean, we're not going to discriminate against you. But if you're in a place where we can hear you and you can hear us, don't pace around. And I know you can get nervous sometimes, but it's just really frustrating, I'm sure, to you to be on hold and then to not be able to be heard. And it drives me nuts as well, so... and if you've got a landline, that's great. If you're in a car, please pull over for a whole bunch of reasons, not the least of which is I don't need to hear a collision in the middle of it. In many states, it's illegal to do that. So, all right, we've got about 20 minutes or so left in the hour. So if you want to call, it's not a bad time to call. 855-99-37569. Okay, let's look. We've got people on Facebook who wanted to respond about what the NFL's position should be on behavior off the field.
Right. Dan writes in and says, the question I should pose again is, should the NFL do anything about private off-the-field behavior, and if so, what and when? Dan says, I think so. Disciplining a child is important, and Adrian Peterson may have gone a bit overboard. And then he says, think he'll ever do it again? I don't. So
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. That's a good question.
Yeah.
It depends on whether he thinks it's right and he feels that he's just been persecuted.
Yep.
If he doesn't know any other way of dealing with it, if it was a behavior that was out of control, that it was not sort of well thought out, it was just responding in anger. So I think that's a comforting thought, but I'm not sure that it has any reality to it.
I agree. Like I was saying earlier, I really truly don't think he was, or that he thought he was doing anything wrong. I think this is the way he was raised, and he legitimately, I think, thinks that he was doing the child a benefit by teaching them a lesson. You know what I mean?
And
there is that.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm surprised someone hasn't called up and said, you know, the biblical thing of spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also, I mean, I think we've evolved to the point where that we are a little more sophisticated than that we understand that we are better educated, we see ourselves as having more options. That as a society, I mean, there are all sorts of things that we used to do that we now look upon and think, my goodness, how did that happen? I mean, I did something last week that said, if you just look at some of the things that your parents did, they go to jail for it today. And I think that doesn't mean that our parents were idiots. It just means that the rules change. And I think in Sweden, for example, it's against the law. You go to jail for spanking your kid.
Yep.
And it's not saying we're a permissive society, although you could argue that. It's saying that there are better ways, that all hitting does is create violence
more
and
hitting,
the notion that somehow big people can hit little people, and the thing to do is to just not get caught, opposed to explaining why, you know, you don't. There's certainly better ways of dealing with a kid being violent toward his younger brother or sister than slugging him, because all it says is, if you're bigger, you can slug.
Right.
And I don't think
that's what he did to begin with.
Yeah,
in the first place, right.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to tell you too, you know, you had asked the question earlier about what people do to discipline their own children.
Right.
And it's something we haven't gotten much of a response on yet. But personally, my 5-year-old, I'll tell you what really works on him, and I'll let you tell me if this is right or wrong, but he has a little iPod Touch that he uses, and he loves to play games on there and that sort of thing. Nothing tears him up more than to have that taken away. And it works much better than anything else. All his mother and I have to say is, you know, if he does something wrong, all right, you can't have the iPod for, you know, depending on how bad it was, the rest of the day or a couple hours or whatever. And man, that tears him up.
I the story of before I had, and I've got gobs of brother and sister, so I was, you're not the boss of me. I grew up with that, but one of the sort of quintessential memories that I had before I had a daughter was that I was at a friend's house and his daughter came into the room and she took a cookie and her father raised his eyebrow, one eyebrow, and she burst into tears. And I said, enjoy that. That's going to last for another 15 or 20 seconds.
Right, exactly.
But one of the ways that I have of dealing with that whole issue of discipline is saying to the kid, this is, first of all, I learned very quickly, you don't say to a kid, did you do this? Because most kids will lie.
Right.
And then you've got that double whammy of, you know, if I believe them, then I'm naive and they got away with something. If, God forbid, I punish them and they didn't do it, then they're martyrs. So what I would say, I have never asked a kid, did you do it? I'll say, if this happens again, this is what's going to happen.
Yep.
And when I know that child or somebody, say, what do you think is an appropriate punishment? And of course, any kid worth their Reeboks is going to say, I don't know. Say, well, look, I'll tell you what, you can come up with something or I can come up with something. And kids will quite often come up with something much more draconian than you'll come up with.
No kidding.
Give some, Plus, and that's the point, is we're not trying to punish our children.
Right.
We're trying to teach our children.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're trying to socialize them. So saying to a kid, tell me what you did wrong and tell me what you think an appropriate punishment is a very effective way of, among other things, understanding what your kid's doing and thinking, which is a very valuable thing if you're going to be a parent. And because the punishment that works on one kid may or may not work on another kid.
Right.
So I'm a great fan of doing that really sneaky thing of what do you think the appropriate punishment is.
See, I learned something new today.
There you go. Well, that's kind of the point. All right, so what have we got from NFL? And then we can go, I thought we'd probably do NFL today, and then we'll talk about punishment, which is a broader thing tomorrow. I do think maybe we should have a pool about how long Roger Goodell is going to keep his job.
Right.
I think if I were here, I would buy unripe bananas at this particular moment, but what can I tell you?
We also have Debbie who writes in and says, I'm torn because Ray Rice's girlfriend obviously forgave him, and they are privately working it out. But when Bill Clinton, let's see, how does she put it, busted for his affair with Monica, he left and told us that his private life has nothing to do with his job. So there's the dilemma. Either public people have to be held accountable for their private lives or
wait
not.
A minute. I think consensual sex, I mean, and, you know, I'm the last person that is in favor of adultery.
Right.
But consensual sex with adults is different
yep.
than knocking somebody unconscious.
Yep.
And I think that we have to make that distinction. I know that there was somebody who came out and said, well, yelling at the kid is as destructive as smacking the kid. And I would take issue with that. I don't think it's
too.
The same.
Yeah.
I think that yelling at your kid is not a very nice thing, and trying to humiliate your kid is really childish and mean-spirited. But it's different than clocking somebody.
Exactly.
I refused. Yeah, and I, it's just not the same. It's just not the same. And I think that neither of them are very nice. But one, I mean, you're not going to kill somebody by saying, boy, that's stupid. It's different than taking a baseball hat to somebody, or a baseball bat, or a baseball hat, I suppose, to somebody. So
I'll tell you, too, this is something maybe that you can shed some light on, Dr. Joy. I had a lot of people I noticed on my personal Facebook this last weekend. Being in Minnesota, of course, this was a big deal.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying, you know, what Adrian did was worse than what Ray Rice did. And to me,
because it was a kid.
Well, right. But to me, that kind of sounds a little crazy, too, because I get back to, I really feel that Ray Rice could have killed this woman.
Yeah. Well, and certainly, I mean, there are kids who've died. There are people who've died from being beaten as well.
Right, right.
But look, I don't think either. I don't think it has to be competitive.
I agree.
Violence.
I agree.
I think that both are that we try and take care of people that we love, and beating up on somebody just doesn't have a place in that. And a parent who smacks their kid and says, "I'm doing this because I love you," is teaching your child.
Boy, oh boy.
That love hurts. And I don't think that's what we want to teach our kids under any circumstances, no matter how egregious their behavior of, I love you, therefore I can hurt you. It's a bad formulation. It really is.
I couldn't agree more.
It's not accurate. It's not fair. It's not reasonable. It's not loving. That love should feel safe and fun and warm and nurturing, not dangerous. And when you smack your kid and saying, I'm doing this because I love you, I think you're damaging their psyche. And you're teaching them how to parent in the most negative possible way. That fear is somehow associated with love. And it shouldn't be. It really shouldn't.
I've heard, you know, people use the argument, too, that, well, this is the way he was raised.
Well, I think that may be the case, and I actually said that about Ray Rice last week.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't make it okay.
No,
that's why adulthood was invented.
Yep.
If your parents hitting you upside the head every night at 6 doesn't mean that you go ahead and hit yourself upside the head at 6. Or that you hit anybody else upside the head at 6. That's the whole point about adulthood, is that you can look and say, okay, this makes some sense, this makes no sense. We are not creatures that are completely implanted with the notion that we are beyond our genetic material, that we have a big fancy cortex, a brain on top of everything else that can say, no, that doesn't make any sense. And that's why I think Chris Carter deserves a real shout out, because he said, okay, this is how I was raised and it was wrong, and I'm not blaming my mom, but I will never do this to my kids. There should be a different way of behaving, and he's right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. Just got an email from somebody who said, oh, they couldn't listen to me in Shanghai last week. Shane, we should probably check on this. Apparently, TuneIn is downloaded only to the 5th, so we need to check about TuneIn.
Sure,
okay?
Yep.
If you go to drjoy.com now, you can get the podcast and you can listen live. Okay? There we go. And Jacques, my fan, is saying he's off to Peking tomorrow, a 3-day trip, and then off to Quebec City. So hopefully all is going well. All right? So the point being that I'm sorry it just took a little bit longer than we expected to switch over. Electronics are fantastic as long as they work well. And when they don't, I mean, I don't know about you, but every time I switch phones, it takes like 4 days.
Exactly, you know, to get everything.
You know, yeah. And I'm not phobic about this, and I, you know how to do it, and it still doesn't make any difference. Yep. You know, just keep messing with it. All righty, so let's, in the waning moments of today's program, talk about, so did we finish up all the NFL stuff? Or no, I thought we had a couple more NFL
Yeah, we had one more comment on there. A listener who wants us to omit their name said the boundary is when a criminal law is violated in the NFL, the military, or Wall Street, should be reported for investigation, prosecution, and jurisdiction. Adjudication. I'm sorry.
Okay.
As with all violation of law or harmful acts, decision makers selectively report, law enforcement selectively investigate, and prosecutors selectively prosecute. So basically, they're kind of saying that
rich guys get away with stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah, kind of what we were saying. You know, and he's, I think, trying to make the point that this is what should happen, but maybe is
well,
not
you know
what,
what
does happen.
This is when having just bad mouth. I wasn't actually bad mouthing per se electronics. But that's what's changed the world. I've said before, at one point in my career, I worked on the classified part of the space program. And I had a clearance that it was illegal to admit to. I don't think it is anymore. But if I go to jail, you'll know
awesome.
Why. That's it was, yeah, it was. So, and the time, at the time, our enemy, quote, at the time, was Russia. And the assumption was, from the time I got the classified above Q, which is weapons, that from the time I got that material to the time that the enemy had it was on average, would you like to guess how long?
Oh, boy.
Yes, just pick a guess. I mean, there's no reason that you would actually know this, so just take a guess.
10 days.
Not bad. 6 weeks.
Wow, no kidding.
Okay, and that's the most highly classified stuff. I mean, wow. this is not secret or top secret or, you know, this is burned before reading shoot courier, shoot self. I mean, this was the super... Okay. The assumptions now are about 6 seconds. And you know what changed everything?
No kidding.
Was once keyboards came out in Chinese, all bets were off for security issues. It's what changed, it's what toppled the government of Egypt. And clearly it's what's given the NFL a hard time is that people can look at a tape, and they can look at it simultaneously. It can go viral. So lots of people have access to information. So we're no longer dependent on the hospital or the police or the newspapers or the television, that it can be online, which means whistleblowers have more clout now than they ever have before, probably in the history of the world, because they can disseminate information without essentially going through the power structure at all. Now, the problem about that, that's good news in theory. But the bad news is that stuff that's true, partially true, and not true at all can also be disseminated very quickly. And the problem about the Internet is things that are true, partially true, and not true at all look in the same typeface. So we probably have to be a little careful about what we believe and when we believe it. But the notion that somehow you have to convince a prosecutor or that you have to convince... the newspaper, you have to convince a television station, have come and those days have come and gone. And Shane, in some ways, it's what you were talking about earlier, I guess last hour, which is that it's not only the NFL, and it's not only the players, and it's not only, but it's also the public of saying, you know, we're not going to support thuggery. That you may be our team, and we really love it when you win, but not at any, not when the people that we're rooting for on the team are animals off the field, that they carry loaded guns or they beat each other up or they beat their loved ones up or they beat on children or they rob convenience stores or they shoot at each other. That there needs to be, I think, some sense. And I think you're exactly right. It's very easy to sit back and say, well, the NFL should be policing its own. And I mean, I can remember being at a party a couple of years ago and they read this article. They said, this is a group that has this many felons, this many convicted, you know, this many indicted, this many convicted, this many fined, and everybody, and they said, what group is it? And everybody said, the NFL. It was Congress.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. not a happy thing. And I mean, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen four or five, a couple of people who ran for president gone to jail, a couple of mayors. I mean, so the idea that somehow the NFL are the evil incarnate in American society is naive, to say the least. And if we really want to change society, if we really do want to evolve into kinder, gentler people, sort of less violent, more human, more loving, that we have to take responsibility for it as well.
It has to start, and, start with us,
Yeah, and vote with your feet, vote with your pocketbook. And, you know, that Nike's saying, well, okay, we're not going to, we don't want you representing us anymore. Or we saying, you know, we're not going to put you in our box is part of it. But part of it is us saying, you know what, I don't think this is okay. I'm not going to support you to do this. That there needs to be some portion of the ticket sales that go to anger management or sensitivity training or some kind. And there needs to be something. I mean, the military has done an okay job, not a, a startlingly great job, but a better job of it. Because it used to be, if you thought, if you sought counseling in the military, your career was essentially over. And that has changed. It hasn't changed as much as it should, but it's changed a little bit. And certainly the military is a very structured, hidebound institution that is very paternalistic. And again, an organization that is really manifests violent behavior, presumably to other countries and enemies of the United States, but violent behavior nonetheless. And understood for certainly the last couple of decades that there's a problem about taking young men and saying, okay, shoot at anything that moves, and then bringing them home and saying, okay, now be a
life,
you know,
right?
Now be a suburban house husband, you know, that there is a problem in there. And really, for the first time in the military, that they're actually taking it very seriously, and people of rank, intelligence, and power were saying, okay, we're going to deal with this on a different level. All right, folks. You can respond online at Facebook, where you can send me an email. And you can always call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.